Praise the Lord for this wonderful morning. And let's come before the Lord. Tong iduko to mga ulo, mga itag panalangin. Lord, Ginoo, gid amo kang giday, gisimba Ginoo, gipasalamatan Lord kay ikaw ang indeed Lord ako nga Dios, O God, O Lord, that we cannot really contain, that we cannot really measure, O God. And we just want, we always stand, Lord, in awe sa imong pagka faithful, sa imong pagka great, sa imong pagka big, Lord, O God, sa imong life. And Father, Lord, we just want to bless you as you have been blessing us, O Lord, for this morning. And Lord, among we pray that as time goes along, O Father, we pray, Lord, that ikaw mag-andam, Lord, sa mong mga kasing-kasing. Ug tuguti, Lord, that every heart for this morning might be receptive, O God. Might be open, Lord, might be responsive, and remove unsa may mga butang, Lord, nga in any way nga makababag sa among attention, Lord, diha nimo. Ug tuguti that we will not be missing out things, O Lord, that you want us to learn sa among individual spiritual walk, O Father, for this morning. And we just want to entrust everything to you, Lord, for the rest of our time. And let your glory be alone, be exalted to the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. This all we pray. Amen, Lord, and amen, and amen. So again, good morning. So this morning I'll be sharing to you as far as personal success is really concerned. Why? Because I believe may igso na matagusan nato, even as parents, We do really strive for our children that someday nga ilang kinabuhi nga maka usaman they will be or she will be successful someday. I believe wala man say ginikanan nga nagatinguha ba nga di nang iyang anak dili mo succeed in the future life ahead sa iyang kinabuhi. Kasagaran may igsoon, we do aspire, we do pray that somehow our kids might really succeed sa whatever endeavors sa ilang matag-usa, sa ilang kinabuhi. But this morning, somehow, as we pursue personal success sa ato nga kinabuhi, muna mamalantawan nato ba ang mga unsa may benefit at at the same time unsa may dangers nga nagalay diha sa mga kalambuan success sa ato nga kinabuhi. So we'll be sharing to you truths as far as personal success is concerned. But to tell you this morning, kibaw mo, I believe katong hilig og boxing. This morning the most awaited fight of the month, of the century, kuno, nga din, is about to happen. And I don't know kung uban familiar mo sa boxing or sa UFC. So si Floyd Mayweather may soon, nga gengiag the money or the pretty boy, muna siya nga makigsangka, mag-defend sa iyang unbeaten nga record mga soon. I believe 45 wins against ni Conor McGregor. Si Conor McGregor, kaya naipatik, usan ni siya ka UFC great icon at the same time. Though, na siya pildi, but grabe kaayo ni siyag fighting spirit. So, something nga, today nga gina, look forward sa tibuo kalibutan ang maong fight. And this will happen, Meg, so on. Of course, sa United States, gabi eh. But sa ato, this will happen, I believe, this noon time, ang fight ni Mayweather versus McGregor and the entitled The Money Fight. It talks about money, right? So makita nato, it talks about money. And this, duha ka mga fighters may so, na ako pagkuta na, unsa may tuyo og tumong sa ilang panag fight for this morning. And I believe may so, these are all about money. Una sa tanan. Ani kadua, these are all about popularity, being fame, being the greatest fighter of all time. And I believe, mga ikatulo, it has something to do with success. Right? And they fight because they wanted that somehow around the world that people may so on nga might really tell to the world that McGregor or si Floyd Mayweather, kung si kinsa may muwini ini, is the best of the best of all the boxers and UFC fighters sa tibuok kalibutan. They all aim for their own personal glory. They all aim for their own personal success. It's all about their name. It's all about their own successes and everything. It's all about them. That's the motive, okay, behind with this fight for this morning. And you know what? Inasmuch as ang tibuok kalibutan nag-anticipate, they are so eager, you know, anticipating kung si kinsa mangyoy mudaog ni ini. I believe, siguro, mudaog ni ini. Siguro si Manny Pacquiao. I don't know how may igsoon. Di taka predict. But makita nato nga inasmuch as the world really are so eager ba nga di wanted kung si kinsa yoy makadaog ni ini. But kung imunta naon may igsoon, diya sa Biblia, there was really this guy who was really at the pinnacle sayang success, who was really makes who has reached the top of the top makes on sayang success, and then makes on upon reaching his success, and he said, all these successes are nothing to me. All these achievements, all these mga achieved goals and achieved plans, all these professions, all this intellect na diin iyang na-receive, for him, siya wala man dahil niinungdan. So, kayo mong tanaw, in contrast with Floyd Mayweather and McGregor, who aim for success, and this New Testament apostle, Maigsoon, who was, in his day, siyang panahon, he was the best of the best Maigsoon person during his time, but he realizes that all his successes was really nothing. Right? A little bit. Allow me, Maigsoon, to read, and please turn your Bibles in Philippians 3, verses 4 down to 8. Philippians 3, verse 4, it says here, although I myself have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has in mind to put confidence in flesh, Paul says, I have everything in my life. Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, and as to the law, a Pharisee. He was so brilliant. He was like Megson, mga senators during his time, or lawyers. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church, and as to righteousness, which is in the law, found to be blameless. And Paul here enumerated, you know what? All saman, ang iyang ancestral privilege, ancestral makes own advantages. Nga din, he was born something, a privileged person. Not only something as privilege, but at the same time, something that he had really achieved. He achieved makes own as a Pharisee. Okay, Pharisee can be considered makes own, siguro kung atong sa dinisa Pilipinas, or sa tibuok din sa itong nation. Maybe you are enrolled in Harvard Law School. Something may so on nga, one of the best, the best, you know, schools that you are in, and at the same time, the Book of Acts, he was under sa one of the best teachers of all time, under that teacher named Gamaliel. And this is something that really Paul was boasting about, that he had everything in his life to boast. Siya, wala mo ikakumpara na ako. I have here all the credentials sa ako nga kinabuhi that I can really boast, that I can really say sa akong kaugalingon nga mas lamang ko niyo, mas I'm far ahead than everyone of you here, but than everyone of sa ila during those times. Manunis may soon, and in verse 7, makita nato, it seems somehow this is a realization verse. In verse, but Whatever gains, in Shabbat, whatever gains I had, tanan nga mga achievements, everything I had, in siya, I counted as loss, I counted as nothing, I counted as useless for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth to know the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain the Lord Jesus Christ. And kung imong tan-aon here, makita nato may soon, Paul listed 7 things nga diin. It talks about sa iyang personal lineage, background. And at the same time, it talks about saying achievements for being really a Pharisee during his days. And Pharisee may soon, sa ilang panahon, they were saman, the beast, the best, the elite, ng mga high-end ng mga tao during those times that people really respected. Wherever Megson you go, you have all the respect, you have all the applause, you have all the honor that you will really receive from people diha surrounding nimo. That's really what Pharisees all about. And he said, I am the Pharisee. In siya, nga, a Hebrew over here as to the law, a Pharisee. And he somehow, makita nato from verses 4, somehow he boasted. He showed everything sa iyang mga credentials. Okay? Murasag may igsoon ba nga, di ba, kanang, I believe diya sa, ay, wala man na sa ato, but sa Bohol ba, kanang mga probinsya, di ba, sa kanang mga balay, nga mga well-off, mga adunahan, di ba na yung mga butang? Engineer Juan de la Cruz, civil engineering. Engineer Juana de la Cruz, attorney, dentist, something like that. Di ba? It's something may igsoon that parents are so proud of as far as their children's achievements. And at the same, makita na to, if Paul Mason was sharing everything, somehow, nag-boast siya, but in verse 7, yun siya, all this boasting, all our human achievements, all these are, saman, nothing. All these are useless. So, makita na to, and then, it comes in my mind, in comparing Paul, if there is two person, as far as Philippine history is concerned, sigin sa man ka akong ma-compare ni Pablo. Nga, brilliant ba? Na ay utok ba? Sige sa man. First is Ferdinand Marcos, di ba? President Marcos was among the best of the best lawyers. Imagine may soon nga he was allowed may soon to take the bar exam during nga napriso siya. But, you know what? He topped the bar exam. Number one siya. Pag human, gi-question siya sa Supreme Court. Anong na number one siya? Gi-paritake siya balik. But then and again, na number one gapon siya. That's Ferdinand Marcos. And number two, may so, the unprecedented, the best of the best, Jose Diokno. Senator, former Jose, the only living person, I believe, sa tibuok kalibutan, who top the two exams. First is the CPA board exam, he top number one. And the Philippine bar exam, at the same time, he top number one. Jose Diokno. The late Jose Diokno. And these were the people maigsoon na diinun sa man. Grabe og mga panghuna-huna. Grabe og mga achievements, di ba? Grabe og mga credentials. But sad to say, these people I've mentioned, they are not really Christians. But when Paul Maigsoon came to realization about something what's far greater than his saman, fleeting achievements, fleeting provisions. And verse 7, it's a realization as far as personal success is concerned here. It says here in verse 7, but whatever gain I had, I counted as what? As loss, right? For the sake of Christ. First here, tanaw nato may igsoon, a nature of personal success. as Paul really mentioned here. And Paul here said, whatever gain, what? Whatever gain I had. Okay? Paul Megson was referring not in his present life situation. Notice Megson the word I had, right? It talks about his former, ang iyang kinabuhi sa una. Everything that he had. Everything that he had accomplished. That as I mentioned Megson, he was among the top of the top people during his time. He had all the brilliance, the intellect, Megson, sa panahon niya. He had everything, Megson, the philosophies sa iyang panahon. But Paul says, so whatever gain I had, the first nature as far as personal gain is concerned, let me share to you. First is, ningon si Paul, gain, personal success is counted as, usaman, as gain. Okay? Counted as gain, as something here, beneficial. So when Paul Megson talks about sa yung former nga kinabuhi, he said, it was really gain. It was something really beneficial. Something for him that would boost his ego. Knowing Megson that during that time, he was not yet converted to Christianity. He was living as Paul Megson before that encounter on that road to Damascus. Paul Megson was so prideful. Was so, very murasyag, self-centered sa iyang kinabuhi as far as his own personality is concerned, knowing that he had all the credentials sa iyang kinabuhi. And the nature of personal here, as far as Paul is concerned, though he said it's gain, but later Megson, he realized when he came to know the Lord, this is gain in my personal life, but something that I will share later Megson is something the other way around Megson. And for us, ngadin para ni Paul, it's not really gain, but it's a loss. But as far as the world is concerned, right? As far as people is concerned around us, personal successes are indeed what? Unsaman? Are indeed beneficial, especially Megson sa mga Christians. I'm not saying na dili dita pwede mo pray bro o personal success. I'm not saying that. Okay? But more Megson sa mga non-Christians, for them, Megson, they are really striving. They are really, Megson, doing everything para unsaman, para makamit nila ang unsa, ang ilang kinabuhi, ang ilang ginadream sa ilang kinabuhi someday sa ilang life. And that is why personal successes, such achievements and career, why these are all beneficial and advantageous. Why? Because these provide, Megson, a comfortable way of living, di ba? Si kinsaman Megson here would consider nga din kung naakay sakinan, tagaangkag sakinan, do you consider that as something as bad? Di ba? That's Megson something in necessity, right? Or if someone is being promoted diha sa imong workplaces, do you treat that something as bad ba or something as negative? Of course not. Or how would you consider having both a new house? Having you have both a new house. Do you consider ba something that as something negative or bad? Or how one would consider being granted a visa? Katong nag-expire ba mga tugawas, ganahan og visa. Do you consider ba something that as bad? And to tell you, these are personal things, right? Personal successes, Megson, that in one way or another, Christians, Megson, may enjoy at some point sa ato nga kinabuhi. And somehow, these are, as I mentioned, these are beneficial at the same sa ato nga kinabuhi. And I said, there is nothing wrong with it if God has blessed us with all these things. But here, notice Megson the line of argument ni Paul. Paul Megson here said, it's gain in my own former life. But for Paul, he was squeezed. He was torn into something, Megson,
nga dinagtuo siya nga kining mga successes sa iyang kinabuhi mauni nga makahatag og entrance niya nga diin malangit siya. Okay? Muna si Paul nga nagtuo siya being a Pharisee, being, you know what, so strict sa pag-obey sa Moses law, mauni nga mga butang nga diin makahatag og lisensya niya nga diin nga maka nga malangit siya, but he was really deceived. Nabutaan siya sa kamatuoran, everything may soon that he worked for, as he mentioned in verses 4 down, everything di ay kun maunay atong saligan, maunay makahatod instead nganto di ay for Paul sa imperno. And Paul's successes sa iyang kinabuhi somehow misleads, naka-mislead sa iyang life into a wrong direction in pointing such the life that really God wanted sa ato nga kinabuhi. And to tell you, make sense, the same holds true sa mga personal blessings, sa mga personal successes nga diin gipaabot ni God sa ato nga kinabuhi. For instance, make sense, Christians pray for someone, job promotions. We pray for blessings for sa ato mga businesses, blessing for a lifetime partner, anything may so on that we are really praying God that somehow God would grant our prayer. There's makita na to, but sometimes what kasagaran may tabo sa atong prayer, whenever God, listen, makes so on, whenever God hears, answers your prayer request, sometimes, you know what, the worst thing might really happen sa imong kinabuhi. What if you are promoted? Kung wala pa ka mag-promote, dasigin ka sa Ginoo. On fire ka sa Ginoo. Pag-promote na nimo, wana, luya na ka sa Ginoo. Remember, right? And then you are given, may son, a good business. But wala pa kay business, dasigin ka sa Ginoo. Bro, asa man ta mag-evangelism ron? Asa man ta mag-permitting ron? But na business, bro? Dili lang sa ko kay wala mong goy maka, walay mabinlan sa akong business. Ampo kag abana, bagano kag asawa. Diba? Huwag tagaan na kag asawa sa Ginoo. Muna, ang mga wagta, I've observed that many times may so on. People who have been really blessed with the Lord tremendously, oftentimes, they have forgotten the one who is blessing. Why? Because they are so focused on the blessing that they have received. That what? That misleads their own personal life. And this is what Paul makes on. Iyang nakita. Thing nga iyang na-achieve. Somehow, naka-mislead niya, pointing into the wrong direction. And the things also, the personal blessings, whatever might be, that sometimes we are receiving, if we are not really careful enough, handling all these things in a good stewardship, to tell you, brethren, this somehow might, saman, mislead us, point us into a wrong direction, nga di nga moabot usab ang parte, ang point sa ato nga kinabuhi, nga di ang atong intimacy, ang atong relationship, diya sa Ginoo, nga magkabugnaw. Why? Simply because we are focused, we are more driven, maigsoon, on that blessing that we are now enjoying. And that is why Paul says, counted as gain as before. Yes, this is gain as before. Para ni Paul. And padayon tamay igsoon, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here may igsoon, let me share to you, makita na to, and for Paul, muna sa unang panahon, di ba kung so wala pa siyang Kristiyano, makita niya, this, suman, it's profitable. Actually, Paul Mason uses my accounting words here. Profitable no, nagasaka, it's a blessing, something sa kinabuhi. Something that makes life, as I mentioned, comfortable. But whatever gain Paul says, I had, it says here, I had counted as what? As loss for the sake of Christ. The second nature of personal success, number one was, it was counted as gain for Paul nga diin wala pa siya na Kristohanon. But somehow ang blessing may igsoon niya misleads his life. Siya gain siya sa unang buhay las Ginoo, but now in his present life ni Paul, look at may igsoon, the nature of personal success for Paul as far as his current situation. He counted it as what? He counted it what? As zaman. As loss. Di ba? How can you say nga diin ang imong employment na loss something? How can you say imong business is a loss something? But actually, Megson, literally, the word loss literally means something that is what? Can you say, Megson? Damaging. Something that is really damaging. Damaging sa unsa? For po siya, everything, the successes, everything, yes, it was gained in my own former life, but now, I am in Christ. These are what? These are all lost. These are all damaging. And damaging here, for what? Makita na ito, may igsoon siya. Damaging, it's a loss sa ako nga kinabuhi. As I mentioned to you that Paul was very, usaman, zealous sa iyang belief, sa iyang devotion, sa iyang pagka-Jews, and in a way, all those things that he was receiving, may igsoon, as I mentioned to you time and time again, pointing him into that wrong direction. It never pointed all he believed may soon siyang kinabuhi nga diin sa man. Kining mga butanga sa akong ginaingon, nga muna yung makahatod niya nganto sa kaluwasan, but it was everything. Siya dili di ay ni mao. And that is why, you know what? Sadly, sa, for instance, sa mga dili Kristohanon, if you will really ask them, I've encountered that many times, labi ni kanang mga, sani? Kanang naa sa simbahan ba? If you will ask them, kung mamatay ka, kibaw ba kaasa ka padulong? But you know what, Megson? Kasagaran, all I heard, Megson, from them, when I personally asked that question to them, and he would really say, I do not know. All I believe, all I know that I am someone, I am a righteous person. All I believe that I am doing service for God. And siya, nanglagad makos Ginoo. I'm a righteous person. Siya, perhaps, kaning akong pagka sakto nga tao, mauna siya ay entrance nga diin nga malangit ko. Diba? It's someone. I-believe may soon, wrong belief that leads to saman, wrong direction. Mauna kang pull. Nagtuo siya nga diin, makalid niya into right direction, but then and again, but sayob di ay siya, it points him to nowhere, and ultimately, it points him to hell. And that's sad, Megton. Sad thing sa mga non-really Christians that the Bible is so clear. It's all about Christ. It's all about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that they can, unsaman, makasulod sila sa kangyarihan sa langit. But all of these things, Megson, are, unsaman, wala nila gayod masabti. For them, Megson, ang, unsaman, kung faithful ka nga musimba, righteous ka nga tao, sa imong pagkinabuhi, mauna siya ay igo nga rason nga diin sila nga maka, usaman, nga malangit sila, nga makagain sila entrance diha sa langit. And all these are beliefs that they are believing. Wrong belief, mga igsoon, leads to wrong destinies, mga igsoon. And for Paul, all these things, I've encountered, I've tasted, I've endured, I've achieved. Though I was so boastful when Paul was, my son, when Paul was so active during his pagka prime pa siyang life. But during that encounter, when the Lord met Paul in the road to Damascus, everything was changed sa kinabuhi ni Paul. And that is why, you know what, Mason, after the Lord met Paul in Damascus, when Paul, Mason, was heading, going into that places nga diin, adto niya i-persecute ang mga Christians, nausab naman ang tunada sa kasigasing ni Paul. Instead of persecuting Christians, Paul was seeking Christians maigsoon nga diin para ma-involve siya, para ma-appeal siya sa ilang company. And those leaders nga diin, usaman, nga diin gina-seek for Paul's involvement, they were so suspicious ni Paul. They were so, usaman, suspicious ni Paul. Nga naman, because they knew Paul. They knew nga mauning tawhana who was responsible sa death, sa life ni Stephen. And this Paul was seeking also sa death sa uban nga mga Christian. They believe nga basin sa man nag-spy ba ni si Paul sa ilang kinabuhi. And for them, so dili nila unta dawato ni Paul. But Paul, my son, was so persistent. Why? Because nakita niya ang iyang kinabuhi, nakita niya ang unsa man ang susi, ang Yahweh for him, my son, to enter heaven. It's nothing about all his achievements. It's not about all his careers. But it's only about the one who died for him at the cross. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why Paul says, everything I gain is nothing. Morning mga butanga nga, dili ni siya. Walay nada sa ato nga kinabuhi. In fact, morning mga butanga nga, hinuon makababag sa atong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. And for Paul, ang iyang life is so surrendered and committed that he cannot afford maigsoon to allow any things maigsoon nga in any way na maka-distract, na maka-affect sa iyang relationship diha sa Ginoo. Amen? Let me share to you maigsoon. This person, hidden king, within king. Do you know, my son, this person, within king? Within king is one of the ears of the motel chain in Manila. Empire established, he is a multi-million Chinese person, established by his father, Angelo King, known as the motel king of the Philippines. And blessed by the riches, within king, live in a very immoral life sa iyang pagkabatanon. Of course, my son, he had all the money sa tibuok kalibutan. Until in 1986, he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He was so young. But his heart, my son, was not really that committed until he got married. But there was really the prompting of the Lord in his heart, not until 1992, 6 years after, before he finally accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. He was so serious during this year sa iyang personal faith diha sa Ginoo. Pagkausab na niya maigsoon, okay? Lahi man ang nakaila ka sa Ginoo, lahi sa nang nausab juga sa Ginoo. Daghan nato diri nakaila sa Ginoo, apan wala mausab pa sa Ginoo. Apan daghan nato diri nakaila sa Ginoo, plus nausab sa Ginoo. Kining tawhana, wala lang nakaila sa Ginoo, but ang importante sa Ginoo, nausab ang imong kinabuhi sa Ginoo. When nausab mo yung kinabuhi sa Ginoo, and of course, maigsoon, siya na yung nagdala sa uban sa mga motel. Remember, Mixon, this is motel. Right? Like, unsa man diri sa ato. Prince Court. Diya sa may makasag, oh, Prince Court. Sa lang uban? Sa? Queensland. Sa pati line? Jade Court. Sa pati line? Ha? Sogo ba? Jade Court. Sa pati, tupad sa Queensland? Saan ito ba sa Queensland? Ah, siguro. Kamu na kibawa na. Siguro kibawa mo. Basta na uaw lang mo. And for him, Megson, you know what? During 1992, when he was so serious in his life with the Lord. Listen here. You know what? He gave up sa iyang sa manase kabit-kabit. He gave up extramarital relationship during same marriage and sa man iyang gi-renewed ang iyang relationship sa iyang asawa. That was the biggest change makes all that happened sa iyang kinabuhi. The second one is that he prayed, asking the Lord's strength and grace to say farewell to this motel business. And he prayed, Lord, tangtangan na ni motel nga business. Ingon siya na, but notice makes all, it was not really easy sa iyang kinabuhi. And by 1994, the Lord continued to impress sa iyang kasing-kasing to leave the motel chain business for good. But for him, it was not easy because the motel business is booming. And imagine, Megson, early 90s, you know, imagine they have 11,000 visitors. Ha? Lima ka 11,000 visitors kuno sa motel. And of course, Megson, it would really earn for him unsa nearly up to mga 3 million pesos a day. That was 1990s. Okay? A day, ha? We are talking, Megson, kada adlaw nga earning. It's a day. A man for him, nag-struggle. Siya, unsa man, akong mga i-give up? Kaling akong motel business? And we're talking about Megson, for Paul ba, everything he had, it's a loss. And this is the example that everything he had is a loss as far as within King is concerned. And he said, notice Megson saying something, I could not say that I was not accountable. Para nako murag, dili ko makaingon na dili ko accountable sa kinabuhi nining mga customer nako. And siya, posibleng mga illegal ng mga tao na noder eh, posibleng legal sana tao dire. But ang motel, it provides immorality. Ngano man, kay maunay makapursue, maunay makahatod sa mga illegal relationship. Nga din, unsa man, magtago-tago going to that motel. And you know what? Makita no, by the grace of the Lord, he said, it promotes immorality in Insha na nice. And it went against my belief, my relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for that, he prayed and asked for closure sa motel. And at every hotel closure, King would hang. Notice, Megson, every hotel, Megson, usay buhato ni kwan ni within King Isha, closed for the glory of God. This is Anito Hotel. Okay, siya closed for the glory of God. Every hotel. And for that span of 10 years, Megson, he was able to close 14 branch hotels. He has. And for him, Megson, it was not easy. But you know what, Megson? Yung siya, from motel for saman, for illicit, illegal purposes, now Anito Megson is shifting gear for motel that provides God-glorifying purposes. Muna ingon niya. And of course, Megson, ang hotel, mga 2009, it reopened once again. Why? Because he was so concerned nga din na siya yung mga employees, 2,000 plus, kung iyang i-give up tanan, maunsaman, maluoy, iyang ibuhat, na din, Lord, ako na yung tangtangong motel, and then I will, unsaman, ako na yung usbon into sakto nga hotel. Hotel nga din, dili i- legal. Amen, Megson? And siya, everything I gain. How could this within King, who was really earning 3 million pesos really a day in 1990s, and for that, for now, Megson, siguro, nananas mga 10 million. And he was so bold. You know what? Yang gitangtang, all this gain, all this personal blessing, all this personal gain he had, siya ay count this as loss that I may saman gain Christ. Amen? And this is something makes on for us to ponder sa ato nga kinabuhi. Why? Because there are things sa atong life, possessions, resources, careers, businesses, as I mentioned, that God blesses us in some ways. But sometimes, we see how dangerous blessings can be nga moabot ni sa atong life. Why? Because it lead us into the life that never glorifies the Lord. Never say maigsoon nga diin when you are being promoted that you will continue to be faithful diya sa Ginoo. Never say when you go abroad that mayong kaam, padayon na bitok sa Ginoo, bro. Never say when you have something that you are really praying for, even gadgets maigsoon, that you can say that you can still be faithful diya sa Ginoo. Everything that we have, if we are not taking care, if we are not responsible enough as good stewards, can be something that would mislead sa ato nga kinabuhi. That is why maigsoon, siguro, na yung mga, unsa may mga butang sa tong kinabuhi ba? Siguro, nilut sa no, tong butang sa tong kinabuhi ba? Lord, kani akong pagkalaagan. Lord, kani akong pagkatabian. Lord, kani akong pagkatsismosa. I will close this, Lord, for the glory of God. I will close this, Lord, for the glory of the Lord. Right? Amen? And in verse 8, it says, sir, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, my Lord Jesus Christ. And here, tanaw nato maigsoon ang ikatulo, ikaduha sa truths as far as personal success. Kaning antidote o personal success? Unsa man ning antidote? Something that, unsa man, corrects bad effects sa maong butang. Something may sure nga maka-correct ba sa mga bati nga mga epekto sa personal successes. Ang mga epekto sa personal success may suon sagad malimuta sa atong relasyon diya sa Ginoo. But for Paul, ang antidote ni ini is that it says here is knowledge in Christ, to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And of course, there are many ways for us to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, ang basic maigsoon sa man, pagbasa, pag-meditate sa pulong sa Ginoo, pag-ampo sa pulong, pag-ampo diya sa Ginoo, or magbasa ka any Christian living books, or worshiping the Lord through music, through Christian music. These are things maigsoon that would unsa, that would augment, na maka-enhance, maka-deepen sa atong pag-ila diha sa Ginoo. Manuris maigsoon, for Paul, to know Christ is not really a mere head knowledge. Okay? Listen here, there is a big difference between to know Christ and to experience Christ in your life. Right? Remember, Megson, in the Gospels, mas maayo pa ang mga demonyo. Ano man? Because they undoubtedly believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever, Megson, they see the Lord Jesus Christ, they trembled ang mga demonyo. They submitted to the Lord. But ang mga pariseo, wag yun mo to sa Ginoo. Malagi na, di ba? Kung katawanan pa pagsulti, ba? Mas pain pa ang mga demonyo. Nakaila pa sa Ginoo. Pero ang mga pariseo, ang mga religious leaders, mga scribes, they have really hard time believing the Lord Jesus Christ as the promised Messiah. And what Paul is saying here, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing, not only knowing my soul, but at the same time, experiencing. The important thing sa itong Kristiyano na kinabuhi is to experience really the Lord Jesus Christ. The same makes on ni Paul. Nganong man nakasulti man si Paul ni ining butanga? Nganong man naman siya guts, the boldness to withdraw everything he had previously cherished? Why? Because Paul did not merely know God, but Paul maigsoon was saman, he was experiencing God in most intimate, in most personal way sa iyang kinabuhi. And again, may exhort in the succeeding verse, Paul talks about, you know what, trials sa kinabuhi. The fellowship of his suffering. Paul came to know the Lord Jesus Christ sa iyang ministry through pains and hardship sa iyang kinabuhi. Paul says, through circumstance, through pains and trials sa atong life, this is the ways for us nga diin nga makailata more and more kung si kinsa si God sa ato nga kinabuhi. Nga naman, because, di ba, kung relax ang kinabuhi, chillax ang kinabuhi ba? Di ba, chillax ang kinabuhi, di ba? Wala na sad, chillax na sad, ang adlaw. Bangun na yung mga problema, di ba? Na yung mga problema, di ba, sandurot sa tao sa ahay, nga ni Lord. Tabangi yung tao minan ni Lord. That is why may so on trials for Paul at times. These are ways for us to experience Christ. Mo na may so on nga, ayaw sa pag-ampo nga, abtan ta og trials. But kung maabot ang trials, welcome that, as James says, with joy. Right? Knowing that God has a purpose, whatever trials may come in sa ato nga kinabuhi. And knowledge makes on, the antidote makes on, sa personal success is continuous, you know what, knowledge makes on, knowing Christ, filling our hearts and our minds makes on with the things of the Lord is what the Paul says, just as you have received the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Colossians, continue to walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's the command, may so on. We need to continue. We need to persevere. We need to persist. We need to continue on. Whatever obstacles, whatever trials may come in sa ato nga kinabuhi, but Paul says we need to continue. Why? Because in continuity, that's my son, we come to know the Lord more Jesus Christ sa ato nga kinabuhi. And lastly, sa nature may son here, wala mo gidoka? Last. Paul says, for whose I've suffered loss of all things and count them as what? As rubbish. Very common word, right? Rubbish. That I may gain Christ. Everything, again, Paul says, iyang gibalik na sad. I count everything as loss. But now, may soon, you know what? Now, Paul here strongly describe sa term nga loss. Ningon siya as, saman, as rubbish. Right? So, din yung Megson, ang tunada ni Paul, nagkausaman, nagkainit niya, kanintan na nagkapara niya, ang achievements niya, mura mag something, wala nagyoy hinungdan, na iyang balikan pa as rubbish, strongly described as unspeakable filth. Kung sa may something Megson, para ni mo nga din ko, eww! Si Bunbun pa, ang cockroach, eww! Diba? O sa may maka-iyo na ito, Mason? O sa may maka-iyo? Cockroach ba? Ilaga ba? O sa man? Iring? Or tao? Paul Mason was not talking about cockroach, ilaga, Mason. O sa man? Paul Mason was talking about increment. Something Mason, mga, o sa man? Hugaw sa tao. Hugaw sa mananap? Or hugaw sa tao? Diba? Something at the end, o sa man? Something may son nga usaman lisod yod. I remember may son usa ka taxi driver nga diin na ay nalibang ba nga bata sa iyang taksihanan, and of course nga diin pilit man ang hugaw sa bata. Ang problema unsaon niya pagtangtang, sige siya brass may soon sabon naagyapon mukupot yod ang usaman, mukupot yod ang baho, di ba? Mukupot yod ang baho. Diyan mo ko sa baho, God. Nakagod ang baho ang problema. Mukupot yun sa baho. So, yung hibuhat was, palit siya usak ka, pagkatawa, palit siya usak ka nangka. Usak ka, di ba, kumot mo kinangangka? Usak ka nangka nga hinog iyan. Anong gibutang niya sa sulod, sa sakyan na. Wala, na-overpower yun. Na-overrule yun ang baho sa tae, sa bata, sa kahumot diha sa nangka. And again, Mason, for Paul, every successes. These are increments as food gone bad. And anything makes all. Notice here, anything, as one pastor says, anything that has no eternal purposes is rubbish. Or, ang Greek anamison is, para makaremember mo, skobalon. Okay? Word for today is skobalon, is rubbish. Notice here what the Lord says. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth and rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. But you know, I'm not saying may son, nga diin, atong i-give up ang tanan natong anaa. But if we want may son to have a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to recognize what is treasure sa kinabuhi. We need to recognize unsay dili treasure sa kinabuhi. We need to recognize godly priorities and our own personal priorities sa ato nga kinabuhi. But the problem is that oftentimes ang atong life is packed with unsa man skubalon. Ang atong kinabuhi sa matag adlaw is man filled with rubbish things, skubalon things nga diin that we have forgotten sa mga more treasurable things unta nga angay nato i-prioritize. And here for Paul Megson, an exhortment is to replace the skobalon with something better of value. And lastly, Megson, remember Megson, that parable of the merchant? The parable of the merchant, the parable is like a merchant seeking a fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold everything he had in order to buy that pearl. Amen, the treasure. And pearl makes all that treasure, of course, talks about the things concerning God. And as mentioned, oftentimes sa atong kinabuhi are filled with skubalon, things may soon. I'm not saying dilita mangaon. I'm not saying may soon nga dilita magtrabaho. But we have prioritized more sa atong life and we have less prioritized sa mga butang nga diin iya sa Ginoo. Right? And again, may soon, this is a reminder for us today that oftentimes our worship, our fellowship with the Lord is more unsa man compromise sa mga butang. Let's say kunan mo isuroy sa imong amiga na di na kay prayer meeting, but you know what, Megson, what is often compromise ang atong unsa man relationship, ang atong time diha sa Ginoo compared sa atong time sa friends nato sa kalibutan. And this is a reminder for us. For Paul, I considered everything as what? As skobalon, as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. And I hope make so on, in order to gain Christ, in order to be intimate with the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to recognize all the skobalon sa atong life and replace it with something that is more treasurable sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? Shall we all bow down in prayer? Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this morning. Lord, as we come, Lord God, before you, Lord, ninikabuntagon. Lord, among pag-ampo nga diin, ikaw unta magasusi sa among kasing-kasing, Ginoo. Lord, ikaw ang nakita, Ginoo, nga diin, walay na tago, walay na nalilong, Lord, inimo everything, Lord, O God, is so transparent before you. And the truth of the matter is that ang among kasing-kasing, among kinabuhi, Ginoo, is filled with skobalon things, filled with damaging things, Father, O Lord, O God. And Lord, we just pray, Father, Lord, that may just enable and help us to realign sa among mga priorities, sa among kinabuhi. Enable and help us, Lord, that ikaw mag-redirect, refocus sa among mga steps, Lord,
diha lamang sa mga butang, what is more really treasure that we often forget, O Father, Lord. Why? Because we keep on focusing, Lord, sa mga butang that pertains only into this world. And Lord, we ask for forgiveness, God. We ask for forgiveness. And Lord, help us, Lord, that we can also say, O God, Lord, like ni Paul, that we can also say before you as we stand, Lord, in the future time, sa mong pagbarog, when we met you personally, that we can really say in ourselves that we have forsaken everything in order that we might really gain Christ as Lord and Savior sa mong kinabuhi. Lord, help us that Christ's Lordship might reign supreme. Lord, help us, Lord, the priorities sa mong life might always be Christ, O God, and that the things of our life might be placed, Lord, in less priority. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, Lord God, to you, to be serious, God, in our own personal walk, Lord God, with you. Help us, Lord, convict us, God, with the power of your Spirit, O Lord, that every heart, Lord, in this room, O Father, O Lord God, might really feel, might really, Lord God, be touched, O Lord God, with the anointing of your Spirit, O God, that as we leave from this place, O Father, O Lord, that we might have a changed heart that is really coming from you, Father, O Lord God. And Lord, we pray that the words for today might only be head knowledge, O God. We pray, Lord, that may you just enable, Lord God, all this word to sink, Lord, in our hearts and to bring forth changes sa among Christian lives. And Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you, Father, O Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen, Lord, and amen. Amen.